Unit 1. The Voice of the Mona Lisa.
Matsumi Suzuki is a scientist from Japan who studies voices. He uses computers to construct human voices. He usually uses his skills to help criminal investigations. He recreates the voices of suspects. One day, he decided to do a very unusual experiment with a famous painting. Was it possible to hear the voice of a woman in a painting? Suzuki chose the Mona Lisa. The Mona Lisa is a portrait of a woman by Leonardo da Vinci. The painting is over 500 years old and hangs in a museum in Paris. No one knows the woman's real name. Thousands of people go to Paris every year to gaze at her mysterious smile. They try to guess why she is smiling. Matsumi Suzuki wanted to know what the woman in the Mona Lisa sounds like. First, he measured her mouth, nose, and eyes. Next, he put these numbers into a computer to help him guess her height. The woman in the Mona Lisa was probably 168 centimeters tall. Mr. Suzuki used this information to create a picture of the Mona Lisa's skull and vocal cords on the computer screen. Vocal cords are the parts of the body that make sound. If Mr. Suzuki has an image of a person's vocal cords, his computer can recreate the voice. The experiment was successful. The Mona Lisa spoke. With a deep, husky voice, she said, "My name is Mona Lisa. I am the most loved woman in the world, and I have a smile full of mystery." Suzuki also recreated the voice of the Mona Lisa's creator, Leonardo da Vinci. He said, "The Mona Lisa is my greatest masterpiece."